From time to time, the United States identifies certain individuals as crucial to the operation of terrorist organizations. In all cases, these are people who have committed or are deemed to pose a significant risk of committing acts of terrorism. When such an individual is identified, the U.S. government places that person's name on the specially designated nationals list. His assets within U.S. reach are immediately frozen, and he is locked out of the global financial network. No U.S. citizen or company may conduct business with a designated individual. On May 19th, Hashem Safieddin and Muhammad al-Isawi were named as specially designated global terrorists by the U.S. Department of State under Executive Order 13224. At the same time, the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia designated Safieddin under its Law of Terrorism Crimes and Financing and Royal Decree A-44. Hashem Safieddin is a top leader of Hezbollah, an Iran-supported foreign terrorist organization and specially designated global terrorist entity that has been responsible for dozens of major terror attacks over the past four decades. Safieddin is a key member of Hezbollah's Executive Council, which oversees Hezbollah's political, organizational, social, and educational activities. Muhammad al-Isawi is a leader of the Sinai affiliate of ISIS. Better known as Abu Usama al-Masri, he was this terrorist group's media spokesman, but assumed the leadership position after the death in August 2016 of Abu Duwa al-Ansari. The group he leads today, once known as Ansar Bayat al-Maqdis, was designated as a foreign terrorist group in 2014. This designation was updated a year later to reflect the group's affiliation with ISIS. The designations of Hashem Safieddin and Muhammad al-Isawi serve to notify the U.S. public as well as the international community that these two men pose a serious risk of committing acts of terrorism. At the same time, the action against Safieddin is the latest example of the strong partnership between the United States and Saudi Arabia in combating the financing of terrorism. The Safieddin designation is also consistent with the U.S. government's ongoing effort to expose and apply pressure against the actions of Hezbollah.